patent eligibility, Section 101, the Supreme Court's regime under the Mayo and Alice cases, I noticed that many, many district judges are now faced with Rule 12 motions with little or no record to decide whether the asserted claims are even eligible, and if not, then of course they're invalid and the case is over. So I'm interested in how you handle these kinds of motions, what the problems are, what you think of the practice, what you can think of improving the practice. Let me start with Judge Ellis, and then we'll just go right down the row.
It's an interesting question. I recently had a case that was multi-districted with me. I declined the multi-district case when they called me and said, do you want it? I said, no. They called me again, and they said, we'd really like you to take it. I said, no, thank you. They called a third time and said, if you don't get it, we're going to send it to your district, and one of your colleagues will get it. And that would come out. So I said, all right. Is there anyone here who litigated the TLI case before me? Well, it was an interesting case because it did precisely what Judge Michel just talked about. They filed a threshold motion attacking the patentability of this patent, and I had to consider what kind of a record I would need in order to make a sensible decision. I didn't need very much. I didn't think it was that complex a patent, and I actually had very good lawyers, which happens, I think, frequently in patent cases, and for which I'm very grateful. Good lawyers make my job very easy.